Okay, Steve, when you lived in New York, where was the best place to sunbathe? Come on, come
On
on.
a rooftop, I suppose.
Exactly. You remember what they call them?
No, just
Tar
a rooftop.
Beach.
Tar Beach.
Tar
Okay, there
Beach.
we go. Right.
So when we're listening to this next story, we can think of what to call the latest rage in swimming holes in Brooklyn. Three garbage dumpsters on an industrial lot there have been converted into swimming pools. Reporter John Kalish put on his bathing suit to go for what will probably be a refreshing dumpster dive.
A clue in an online video enabled me to figure out where the dumpster pools were located, so I headed out to the neighborhood of Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. The pools were behind a chain-link fence, but the gate was open, so I walked in, and there were three dumpster pools, a stone's throw from an old polluted canal. There wasn't a soul in sight, so I stripped down to my bathing suit.
Ah, it is really nice.
But it turned out that I did have an audience. Video of my unauthorized swim was watched at the office of a Manhattan real estate developer called Macro C, which describes itself as committed to projects it finds interesting. Not surprisingly, the guy in charge of the dumpster pools project is a skateboarder named Jocko, who I met the next day. Jocko Wayland is 42. He has a shaved head, and he constantly fidgeted with his iPhone as he showed me the pools.
It's a dumpster. It's not trying to pretend it's not a dumpster, you know?
Wayland says his company got the idea from a rock musician in Georgia. The Brooklyn dumpster pools are in an H formation with a wooden deck built around them. They're 5.5 feet deep. There's also a kiddie dumpster pool. The insides of the dumpsters are lined with thick sheets of plastic, and the water is as clean as an in-ground pool. 22-year-old Isabella Hill and her friend scored an invitation to the pools, which they initially thought were an art installation.
Didn't really hear the exact details of it being a dumpster. And we just, like, walk over here and there's all these, like, warehouses, junkyards, and, like, industrial stuff. I didn't know what to expect. We live in the neighborhood, and so I'm not going to, like, trek out to the beach for, like, an hour. When I could just sit around all day and watch TV and then go to the pool.
The pool at this urban country club has tent cabanas, barbecue grills, and a dozen plastic beach chairs. Developer Jocko Wayland hopes more people make these DIY pools.
We wanted to show that this is not that hard. If you got a dumpster, donated or found one, or stole one, you could do it for under $1,000.
Then throw a party and invite your friends. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.